In this episode, I share 16 things I wish I knew about Festival as a young director. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Tip number one, less is more. Focus on doing two songs well rather than filling the time with three songs that you don't do as well. Also remember that less performance time equals more clinic if you are at a clinic that brings someone on stage after your performance. Tip number two, pick pieces students can be successful musically with. Not too challenging and not too easy. In a previous podcast, I shared about my first year at the suburban high school I used to teach at and how I had brought grade four music. They didn't perform it well and they scored a four from the judges. Not very good. Our future years, we scored a three and then we finally got up into the two and one range where we stayed for a while. Tip number three. Wait for a cue from the judges before proceeding. Tip number four, prep kids in advance about their scores. Remind them this is just a moment in time. I've seen directors get all worked up because their students scored a two and the director said, my students are not used to scoring a two. It just seemed really strange to me because I've always prepped my students. Even that year they got a four. They weren't upset about that. They kind of knew that was coming. We talked about that we're going to get great feedback from great judges and that we're going to learn how to improve. So you can prep your kids in advance with this. I even once withheld the scores from my students because despite talking about how unimportant the scores were, as soon as we got on the bus, they were saying, Mr. Devine, what's our score? What's our score? And so I decided on the spur of the moment that we were not going to find out our scores till the next day in rehearsal. They were a little bit mad at me, but they understood why I did that. Number five, check in with percussion before each piece. If you're not careful, you can start a piece and the percussion are still moving their equipment or tuning the timpani or just getting ready. So just check in with them, get eye contact with them before you start each piece. Number six, order your scores early. Something that I like to do when I was at the suburban high school was we would perform in November the songs I was hoping to do at the March festival. So in November, I knew how it went in performance. We would put it away for a while. But at that point, I would order my scores, the three extra copies that I needed, and then just put the song away till like late January when we would work on it some more and bring in a clinician. Tip number seven, pick pieces that cater to your instrumentation. The best score we received one year, I only had one clarinet player and a couple of trumpet players, but the clarinet player and first chair trumpet player were both really strong, and I picked a piece that really showcased them, and we scored a one and did really well. Got all kinds of compliments from the clinicians that year. Tip number eight, hire a clinician in advance to come in, maybe 4 to 6 weeks in advance of the performance. Come in and work with your group. A different ear on the same music that you've been working on can often make a big difference. Maybe you don't have money for a clinician. Look up the American School Band Directors Association and contact them. They will often sponsor a clinician from the organization to come and work with your group. Tip number nine, record your rehearsal process. Have the students listen back and then have them rate themselves. Print out the sheet that your festival uses to rate the music and talk about the process of rating and have the students rate themselves. Tip number 10, I'm not kidding about this, pray. This is a part of my daily routine, even in teaching kids, so that I can have the wisdom I need to help them out. Tip number 11, bring extra music. I usually carried the folders myself, and I would pack them in a box right after we did our final performance and making sure that all the students put the music back in the folders. I used to also carry the auxiliary percussion and also the sticks and mallets and everything until I developed a culture at my school where the students took responsibility for that. I just had too many times where we didn't have the needed percussion items. Tip 12, listen to other groups. Many of the festivals I go to build this in as a requirement, but some don't. But pick two or three groups that you would like to listen to and talk to the kids about the proper listening process. That can really help them in their performance. Tip number 13, check your zipper. 14, sight read daily. 15, double and triple check the buses. I can't emphasize this enough. Double and triple check the buses. There were many times early in my career that I was burned. I had requested the bus. I had the paperwork back saying that it was approved, but for some reason in the shuffle, it got a little bit lost. And then finally, tip number 16, avoid the standard repertoire. There are too many ingrained assumptions that the clinicians and judges have, and they're going to listen to the piece based on those assumptions. Plus, those are pieces that they've probably performed 100 times. They've probably had their bands perform 100 times. So really avoid the standard repertoire.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band team.